If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with 4 conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors, and for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's Vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
Think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. This Friday, our good friend Wink Martindale is honoring a couple of wonderful performers, Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet. So we're going to play combinations of their music, some Steve, some Edie, some Steve and Edie all week for the Joey English Mystery Song. So Lindsay's here to help me. Leslie Lindsay's here. Okay, this is Steve, obviously. Roses. Thank you. That's the name of it. Everything's coming up roses. Steve lives here.
Oh, I didn't know
see
that.
Him every so often. Edie passed away, but I believe Steve Lawrence is still with us. But be sure and listen to Wink Martindale Friday, 1 to 3, 1340 a.m. Great interview. Look who's in the house from mydohc.com, Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela.
Hello, hi, sweetheart. Joey.
Where have you been?
Where have I been?
Nowhere?
Nowhere in particular.
Oh, we've talked a couple of times to your co-conspirator up in Utah, Dr. Brian. He travels, and you stay home and
I have these little things called children in school.
Oh, that's true.
That makes it a little more difficult.
Yes, he went to the graduation in New York, and then one of them graduated in Santa Barbara. So have any of us checked that? Does he really have kids in Santa Barbara and New York, or was that just
I can vouch for him.
Oh,
he's
okay.
Earned his time away from the desert.
Yes, of course. And by the way, he probably works wherever he is.
He does.
Okay. I think you need to give us whatever you want to tell us about COVID these days, because it's still in the news.
It is still in the news. We're going to see it in the news for quite a while. But in the news was some good news about vaccines. So the question was, what was the impact of the vaccine on reducing the things we're all worried about? Getting sick, being hospitalized, and dying. And they looked at this between December of 2020 and September of 2021.
Okay.
And they found that vaccinations prevented 27 million infections, 1.6 million hospitalizations,
wow,
and 235,000 deaths. The greatest majority of all of these were in people 65 years and older, followed by those 50 years and older. So we know that this disease really impacts and has the most severe disease with people who are older, people who have a lot of other complicating diseases. So this was really good news, and I think it just reminds us that as frustrating as it can be to keep up with the vaccine schedules and which booster are we on, it really does help.
But we're on an initial series of two shots and then two boosters.
If you're 50 years and older, or you have...
Is that four?
That's four. Two plus two is four. The other thing that's really good news,
okay,
is they looked at a subset of healthcare workers in Italy.
A subset?
Yes. So a portion,
okay,
of healthcare workers in Italy. And they wanted to look at them because you have the widest range of people who have had no vaccinations to fully vaccinated and boosted.
Oh, in Italy.
Yes. And so what they found was with every dose of COVID vaccine you get, you see a lower risk of long COVID.
Okay. With every dose of vaccine, you get a lower risk of what we now call long COVID.
Long COVID. So if you're unvaccinated, they found in this population that if you were unvaccinated and infected, you had about a 42% chance of long COVID.
Give everybody a quick reminder of what long COVID means.
Well, long COVID is, let's go to the COVID timeline. So you have somebody who has an acute infection, meaning they're just newly infected. They have all these symptoms, loss of taste and smell and cough and sore throat and fever and all that. Then that is done and you're no longer acutely ill. You're no longer infectious also. But now you have these lingering things. Maybe that's a cough you can't get rid of, or foggy thinking, or some people have chronic clots that develop in their bodies. So these things, whoa, can impact lots of different parts of your body and can go on for months and years in some people. So one dose of COVID vaccine actually brought that risk down from 42% to 30%. Two doses brought it down to 17%. And then three doses brought it down to 16%. So we see that, you know, the more doses you get, probably you're still at risk of long COVID if you get an infection, which is what I think infectious disease experts are trying to impress upon people, is it's about vaccination. It's about staying home if you're sick, testing if you have symptoms so that you know if you need to isolate yourself, using masks in certain situations. Of course, they're not required, but if you know that you're going to be in a high-risk situation, maybe in an airport or on an airplane for an extended number of hours, maybe you want to consider that, because all of these different things can help avoid an infection, which in turn avoids risks of long COVID. If you never get COVID, you will never get long COVID.
Oh, I never thought of that. But gosh darn, she's making sense. This is our dear friend, the pretty half of Dr. Lindsay Valenzuela and Dr. Brian Hodgkins from my DOHC. Helene and I went to, I call it Ozzy and Harriet's, but it's actually Reuben and Ozzy's restaurant last night. I call, my son keeps saying, Mother, it's not. What's Ozzy and Harriet?
Oh,
he's,
goodness.
He's 34. I said, have you heard of Ricky Nelson? Yes, he died in a plane crash, right? I said, well, but anyway. Dr. Lindsay knows her stuff. Okay, is that enough of a COVID report? Or you got more?
Well, there's always more to tell.
There's,
You know, I was trying to focus on the good news today.
Please, yes.
There's good news for a drug trial. It's an oral drug used in people who are hospitalized with severe COVID. And it actually reduced the risk of death by 55%. This is something you take orally. That means it's much easier to provide to
not
people.
Not Paxlovid.
No. It's a drug called sabizabulin.
Oh, come on.
I knew you were going to love that name.
What were the names you taught me? What was the first one you taught me?
Bamlanivimab.
Bamlanivimab. Before that?
Oh, I think that was the
first one. No, no, no.
Hydroxychloroquine?
Hydroxychloroquine. There was one before that, too.
Dexamethasone?
Yes. But what was this new one now?
So this actually has a really good segue into dexamethasone. So
oh, sure it does.
Dexamethasone was one of the first drugs. It's a drug that's been available for a very long time.
Uh-huh.
But it was the first drug that actually showed a reduction in death. And it was a 25% reduction in death.
Wow.
This is 55%. So this exceeds any of the expectations. It also reduced the number of days you spend in intensive care or on a ventilator, and it reduced the number of days you spent in the hospital. So this works by, it's a microtubule inhibitor. So think of a tube, right? It's something
yes.
that takes the COVID virus,
okay.
and it's like a little highway into a cell. So it takes it from transport to transferring it into the cell and then replicating. It eliminates that highway.
Say the name of it.
Sabizabulin. I like this one.
I do too.
I like saying this one.
Sabizabulin.
Yes.
You're so sweet. But that is good news. We've talked about the vaccine reducing lots of stuff, lots of good news. We've talked about the position of healthcare workers in Italy, where every dose of vaccine has lowered their risk of getting long COVID. And we've talked about the new oral drug for hospitalized COVID patients called
sabizabulin. But it is not approved yet. But I imagine with this kind of data, it won't be long.
Okay. We're doing fine. Okay. Do you have one more piece of good news?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. There's a study out of the University of Texas. One of their pathologists there created a new COVID antigen test.
Meaning?
So we all have these COVID tests at home that we've gotten from the government or from the pharmacy, just in case we want to test ourselves if we have symptoms. This is a similar test, but what's different about this test is it will actually tell you which variant you have.
Wow.
So that's very interesting, and it has really big implications for reporting this to the county so that we have a better understanding of what the prevailing variant is.
Is it a home test?
That's the design. It is not yet available, but that is the design. And I just think it brings up that there's so many negative parts about the pandemic. But one of the silver linings is all of this innovation and creation and research and design that's been prompted out of need.
Yes.
Again, I was going optimism today, Joey.
You are, with your curly natural hair. Okay, that's a good first segment. When we come back from the treasure chest, here's, I'll give you this much of a heads up. Somebody wants to ask if the prevailing symptom now of COVID is a headache. Okay. Somebody asked, we talked about this months ago. This is our 100th and, don't look, let me look, 22nd week of you guys talking COVID on this show. 122nd week. They wanted to know, they heard there was a phone app that will sound an alarm if you're near someone with COVID. I think we talked about that once. They cure for diabetes using ultrasound? So those are the questions we have for Miss Lindsay. But if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.